From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id. Listener, here's the news. First, the headline. Indonesia ready to be Kyoto's main halal partner. Japan expected to become the biggest investor in West Java. And here is the news in detail. Indonesian Vice President Maruf Amin on Wednesday conveyed Indonesia's readiness to become Japan's main partner for halal business development, especially in Kyoto. As quoted by Antara during a meeting with the Kyoto Governor Takatoshi Nishiwaki at the Kyoto Guest House, he said that Indonesia is ready to become the main partner for halal business development in Kyoto. Japan will hold Expo 2025 in Kansai and Kyoto prefectures. Kyoto will be visited by many guests from various countries. Still about Japan, Governor of West Java Emery Wan Kamil has expressed the hope that Japan will become the biggest investor in the province in the future due to the good relations between West Java and East Asian country. The province hopes that Japan will become the biggest investor later because so far, friendship with Japan has been very good. This was said by the Governor Ridwan Kamil in a written statement released on Wednesday as quoted by Antara. Several days ago, he met the Tokyo Governor Yuriko Koike in Japan. He received a warm welcome from officials in Tokyo who expressed their admiration for the governor over his success in developing the province. Governor Koike said she was impressed with the current growth in West Java, which has managed to get through the COVID-19 pandemic. The Indonesian government will guarantee the safety of all teams participating in the 2023 U20 World Cup, including Israel, during their activities in Indonesia. This was conveyed by the Minister of Youth and Sports Zainuddin Amali in Jakarta on Wednesday, as quoted by Antara. He further said the government is providing full support for the event, especially President Joko Widodo. The minister affirmed that the government is coordinating with the relevant ministries and institutions to anticipate security issues and relations between countries during the event. Indonesia will showcase the implementation of Industry 4.0 at International Trade Fair Hannover Messe in Germany, taking place from April 17th until 21st, 2023. Indonesia's physical attendance as a Hannover Messe 2023 partner country is also an opportunity for nation branding. This was said by the Industry Ministry official Eko S. Cahyanto during a press briefing on the trade fair on Wednesday as quoted by Antara. He noted Indonesia's involvement as the first ASEAN nation, being a partner country at a trade fair for the third time, is a strategic step for handling the challenges and opportunities of Industry 4.0. Australia is expected to buy up to 5 US Virginia-class nuclear-powered submarines in the 2030s as part of a landmark defense agreement between Washington, Canberra, and London. This was said by the US officials on Wednesday in a deal that would present a new challenge to China, as quoted by ChannelNewsAsia.com. The agreement, known as the AUKUS Pact, will have multiple stages, with at least one U.S. submarine visiting Australian ports in the coming years, and in the late 2030s, with a new class of submarines being built with British design and American technology. While external woes will likely continue over the near term, some recovery in the tourism industry may partially cushion some headwinds faced by the national economy this year. This was stated by the assessment released in the report Vietnam February Data by HSBC Vietnam on March the 9th. Despite persistent external weakness, the first 2 months of data shows a less severe picture than initially feared as the manufacturing PMI returned to the expansionary territory for the first time in the 4 months. Meanwhile, trade also delivered some better-than-expected results. A street could be named after a West Yorkshire pilot who was killed when an RAF Hercules crashed in the Iraqi war. As reported by BBC.com, Flight Lieutenant David Stead, 35 years old, from Burley in Wharfedale, passed away in 2005 when the plane was shot down near Baghdad. 9 RAF personnel and 1 soldier died in the crash, which was at the time the largest single loss of British life in Iraq since the start of the conflict. The street on a new housing development in Burley in Wharfedale could be named David Stead Crescent in his honor. And listener, was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesian Ambassador to Japan, Heri Ahmadi, hopes that the cooperation between the Bogor Agricultural Institute, IPB, and Shizuoka Professional University of Agriculture, SPUA, can help boost agriculture as the main driver of the Indonesian economy. Ambassador Heri remarked in Tokyo on Sunday that the collaboration between IPB and SPUA could produce human resources who have practical skills and are able to boost agriculture as a prime driver of Indonesia's economy going forward, and improve the quality and quantity of Indonesia's agricultural commodity export to Japan. This cooperation was stated in the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding on Vocational Education in Agriculture carried out by Rector of IPB, Arif Satria, and Chancellors of SPUA, Shujihiko Suzuki. In the Memorandum of Understanding, both sides agreed to cooperate in the implementation of a vocational program in agriculture in a broad sense. This collaboration includes exchange of lectures and students, organizing education and training programs, as well as joint research and development. According to Ambassador Harry Ahmadi, the cooperation is strategic because it can open new opportunities for the development of education and research in agriculture and forestry between Indonesia and Japan. Both Arif Satria and Shujihiko Suzuki expressed their appreciation for the support from the Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo in signing the Memorandum of Understanding and hopes that it will provide great benefits for both sides. On the same occasion, the Education and Cultural Attaché of the Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo, Yusli Wardiatno, said that the collaboration is a follow-up result of Ambassador Harry Ahmadi's working visit to Shizuoka Professional University of Agriculture, SPUA, in December 2022. SPUA is a new university in Japan with an undergraduate program whose curriculum orientation focuses on 70% practice and 30% theory, so that it is suitable for collaborating with IPB, which has a vocational school. Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we begin today in history with the event on 9 March 1976, Cavalese cable car accident, Italy. The Cavalese cable car accident was the deadliest cable car accident in history on 9 March 1976. In the accident, 43 passengers died. The cause of the accident was a broken steel support cable when the cable car, fully loaded, descended from Mount Sermis near the ski resort of Italy Cavalese in the Dolomites, 40 kilometers northeast of Trento. We move to the next event in 1978 when Jagorawi Toll Road was inaugurated. Jagorawi Toll Road is the first toll road in Indonesia, which was built in 1973 connecting Jakarta Bogor Ciawi. This toll road is approximately 50 kilometers long, which was inaugurated by President Suharto on 9 March 1978. The toll road is the first one to be funded by the state budget from foreign loans. Then the management was given to PT Jasa Marga as the company's initial capital and the government investment. We end today in history with the event about National Music Day. The National Music Day is commemorated every 9th March and it is a momentum for music appreciation in Indonesia. March 9th is designated as the commemoration of National Music Day, referring to the birthday of Wage Rudolf Supratman on 9th March 1903. He was a teacher, journalist, violinist, and composer who composed the Indonesian national anthem, Indonesia Raya. The National Music Day was inaugurated in 2013 by the 6th President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono through Presidential Decree No. 10/2013. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Kini yang kupin.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian National Disaster Mitigation Agency BNPB plans to hold the Asian Regional Disaster Emergency Response Simulation Exercise, or RDEX, a disaster mitigation simulation with Asian countries in Bantul Regency, Special Region of Yogyakarta. After attending an audience with Region of Bantul, Abdul Halim Musli in Bantul Wednesday, Chief Secretary of BNPB Lili Kurniawan said that the Asian-level disaster mitigation drill or simulation is planned to be held from July 31st to August 3rd, 2023, in the outer court of the Sultan Agung Stadium Bantul Regency. Lili also explained that Bantul was chosen because it met the requirements for a capacity of 3,000 disaster volunteers. Apart from that, according to him, the Disaster Resilience Village program also runs in almost all villages or sub-districts in Bantul, so that the big agenda is also an exercise in commemorating the 17th anniversary of the earthquake in Bantul, which shook the Regency in 2006. Lili also said that currently Bantul has already planned contingencies that will be tested together. Lili further pointed out that the agency will also invite countries that partner with Indonesia in disaster mitigation, such as Australia, the US, Japan, Switzerland, and many others. In addition, BNPB also invites other regions to learn from each other as observers. Furthermore, he said, the planning team from BNPB have been working to design the activities during the 4-day disaster mitigation drills, which would later be adjusted to the contingency plans that had been developed.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Stick around and get along with you. You know that I'll be with you if I could. I'll come around and see you once in a while, or if I ever need a reason to smile. Every now and then I'm insecure. Let me show you life can be so pure. Oh, life is easy if you wear a smile. Just be yourself, don't ever change your style. No, you're so fine, be on my mind. Get nervous every time and I can bear. Thank you. get nervous every time, and I can barely make a sound whenever you're around. You're so, so, so fine being on my mind. Get nervous every time, and I can barely make a sound.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Salatiga is a city in central Java province. The area is bordered by Semarang and Solo. This makes access to Salatiga quite easy so that many people come to the city for sightseeing. On a culinary tour in Salatiga, there are various specialty dishes that are the mainstay of the Salatiga city, including beef satay, duck opor, soto esto, gecok muton, ronde sekotong, Ting Gepuk, and the iconic Salatiga dish, Tumpang Koyor. This time, we're going to introduce you to one of Salatiga's specialties, namely Gecok Kambing. The word Gecok is believed to be an abbreviation of Geget and Cokot, which means you must bite when you eat it. This refers to the Gecok filling, which contains ribs, meat, and goat innards. This food is cooked with 25 spices and seasoning and blended and roasted coconut. Gecok is widely sold in central Java region. The soupy goat dish is one of the favorite foods of Salatiga residents. This dish was introduced in 1940s. Initially, gecok was known as herbal medicine, which was usually drunk to treat tiredness. The combination of spicy flavors from Javanese pepper and chili has a warm effect on the body, making it easier to sweat and makes the body fresh again. When eaten, the textures of the gecok sauce is slightly rough or greasy. The rough texture is obtained from roasted grated coconut, which is added to strengthen the savory taste and gives a delicious aroma. When you eat it, you can immediately smell the aroma of gecok spices. The broth itself is dark yellow. When eaten, the spicy taste of the spices is felt. In Salatiga, you can easily find this food. The price is also relatively affordable, from 25,000 rupiah to 30,000 rupiah per portion.
Lembaran foto hitam putih, aku coba ingat lagi warna bajumu kala itu. Kali pertama di hidupku, manusia lain memelukku. lembaran foto hitam putih. Aku coba ingat lagi wangi rumah di sore itu, kue coklat balon warna-warni, pesta hari ulang tahunku. Dimanapun kalian berada, ku kirimkan terima kasih untuk warna dalam hidupku dan banyak kenangan indah. Kau melukis aku. Lembaran foto hitam putih, kembali teringat malamku, hitung-hitung bintang saat mataku sulit tidur. Suaramu buatku lelah. Dimanapun kalian berada, untuk warna dalam hidupku dan banyak kenangan indah. Kau melukis aku. Kita tak pernah tahu berapa lama kita lupakan aku. Ini lagu untukmu, ungkapan terima kasihku. Lembar monokrom hitam putih, aku coba ingat warna demi warna di hidupku. Takkan ku mengenal cinta bila bukan karena hati baikmu.
Listeners, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. On 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Miscellany for today highlights: Tourism and Creative Economy Ministry launches Backup 2023, strengthens the birth of quality digital startups. Listeners, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy launched the Bapa Paragraph for Startup or Backup 2023 program to increase the number of quality digital startups in Indonesia in a bid to strengthen economic revival and open employment opportunities. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno in kick-off Backup 2023 on March 2, 2023 said that his side is committed to building a better digital startup ecosystem so that quality digital startups will emerge. He also remarked that Backup is a space for digital startups to improve capacity and ability with the skills and knowledge needed to run a startup business. Backup opens opportunities for startups who have plans to build a long-term business based on innovative digital products. He hopes that through this program, tourism and creative economic actors, especially startups, can take a major role in creating innovative and modern solutions to deal with any existing challenges and to support and encourage Indonesia's digital startup ecosystem in realizing national economic optimism in 2023. At Backup 2023, the participants have the opportunity to take part in a boot camp with professional mentors and assistants to help overcome problems faced by startup founders and participate in a demo day. In Backup 2023, it is targeted that there will be 24 startups which can take part in the incubation for 3 months with comprehensive training materials. After participating in the backup training, it is hoped that there will be an immediate impact on startups and the wider community. Meanwhile, the Beauty for Digital Economy and Creative Products of the Ministry, Muhammad Neil Al-Himam, said that this program will provide learning in accordance with a tested curriculum and supported by experienced mentors and experts in the Indonesian startup industry. Since 2020, Backup has facilitated 300 startups at various levels. They succeeded in increasing the average startup survival rate higher than the average startup. The average participant who has participated in Backup also shows revenue growth, which reached 256% and customer growth of 246% within 1 to 2 years. This proves that through this program, participants have the opportunity to increase their business scale. That's Ms. Seleni.
Lihat peluang, buka mata, lihat dirimu, tak masalah, gapai mimpimu. I stick to the plan, and I don't give a damn. No need to worry, we gonna be, we gonna be alright.
Sometimes I need to slow.
Jadi masalah lu yang negatif biar jadi yang elak lu. Freeze harus lebih dingin. Peace tolong didamain. Oh cheers tolong dituangin. Lebih santai dikit kalau panas harus cooling down.
Buka mata lihat dirimu, tak masalah gapai mimpi.
Stick to the plan. To worry, we gonna be, we gonna be alright.
Sometimes I need to slow.
Siap ambil papan bila mereka tetap jangan ku tetap maju ke depan.
Hey, I don't give a damn. We gonna be alright. Sometimes we need to slow. Slow.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Now coming up next, a song from an Indonesian diva, Titi DJ. Titi Dwi Jayanti, aka Titi DJ, debuted in 1984. Later in 1999, her eighth album, dubbed Bahasa Kalbu, or Heart's Language, was released. The top hit of the album has the same title and was the soundtrack for two soap operas, Cinta and Saat Hati Telah Memilih. The song's popularity makes it being recycled by Marcel Siahaan in 2013. In 2020, the soloist Raisa and the composer Andi Rianto made the orchestral version out of it. Well, here it is, Bahasa Kalbu by Titi DJ.
Tersimpan kekayaan batinmu, oh, di dalam senyummu, ku dengar bahasa kalbumu, mengalun bening menggetarkan, kini dirimu yang selalu bertahta di dan aku kan mengiringi bersama di setiap langkahmu, percayalah hanya diriku paling mengerti kegelisahan jiwamu kasih.
Yeah.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Di
Voice of Indonesia.
It's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter at VOI Indonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.